Article title, Hiring New Team Members. Content, when hiring new team members, consider a few things. First, this article ignores the factual requirements of a candidate mostly. These need to be checked first. This is for the next step in the hiring. Subheader, Trial Day. Check how their personality matches your team style. If possible, do a trial day. During the trial day, actually just a few hours, not a full day, give your candidate a realistic task for the later job, but nothing that needs to be actually done right now. That's for existing team members. If possible, let every candidate do the same thing, so you get a feeling. Don't do stupid whiteboard tests. Do something that would come up in the normal daily work. Don't restrict internet or similar nonsense. Create an environment that matches the later work environment. Don't closely monitor every keystroke. This will only make the candidate nervous and you won't learn anything new. Subheader. My normal trial day routine. Start at a littler than normal work starting time so you have time to remind the team that there will be a candidate coming today. Normally you prepare them earlier, but a quick reminder is key. Have a normal workspace ready, consisting of the same setup as later when hired. When your candidate arrives, do a quick company tour with the most important places shown, depending on the job, but most of the time, coffee machine, kitchen, toilets, but if possible, do a full tour. Then introduce the team in a bit more detail, but not with a full CV. If this is name and the job is job, maybe an irrelevant detail added, like our longest team member, to give it a bit more personality. Then explain the job for the day, tell the lunch break time, and ask for any food-related restrictions. Me and some team members will go to lunch with the candidate and explain what is important for the day and how long it will take. Usually we started the day at 10. Tests start around 11, lunch at 12 and done by 2, but some candidates were faster or slower. Don't pressure them. If they need or want more time, tell them. They can take it. Subheader, Team Interaction. If possible, place your candidate into your team's room. Let the team know that they should interact with the candidate as if he/she is already hired. Also encourage your team members to ask the candidate questions, do private conversation, and generally act normally, including all the usual non-work nonsense. Do you remember the stereotype joke thing from Link 2? Lead, become a team. Link text, become a team. Link end. Ask a person from another team to trigger an action with your team to see how the candidate reacts to this. Or better, don't be in the room when this happens, and ask a trusted team member so anyone to closely match the reaction of the candidate and any reactions. Does he/she share the sense of humor? Is there a shock reaction, a smile, or any other reaction, or even a question? Similar, what was that about? Subheader, the task for the trial day. On the test, have one or two points not fully defined or slightly conflicting. This will show you if your candidate will try to do the best or if you get questions or other team members get asked about the unclear point. Of course, the other team members must know the test. In an ideal world, they've done the same. Plan a test that takes roughly 2-3 hours to complete, depending on the skill set and job position. Subheader, Team Lunch. Go to a restaurant. This was pre-pandemic, or do when it is done. Let a few team members join depending on team size. This should be a normal everyday lunch. Make clear this is not a test. You and your team members should behave as they always do. I intentionally avoid the word normal. Monitor the behavior. Ask things. Do normal small talk. Maybe your candidate wants to tell something about the hobby or similar. Subheader, task progression. Depending on the behavior of your candidate, you will see the progress. If he/she is the quiet type, ask from time to time if everything is okay, offer something to drink, and check on him/her. But don't do this every 15 minutes on a timer. Subheader, task assessment. If the task is done, go through it and check your important points and discuss them with the candidate. If he/she did well, tell it. If not, tell that, and also tell why you wanted something else or are not completely happy. Give your candidate a chance to explain him/herself. Subheader, final step. Let the candidate ask final questions. ask team members and if wanted give him slash her some time to talk to your team members in private. Yes, this wastes working time, but you will lose so much more if let a candidate go or hire him slash her just to find it's no match in the team. After the trial day, take the input of your team members, make it count. Subheader, a final thought. Maybe the on paper best fitting candidate isn't the person to hire. Maybe the second best or fourth best is a better match for the team. Also, does it really matter that not every checkpoint has been checked? Is the missing thing something that can be learned quickly before or on the job? Giving a chance to someone that is not a 100% match also encourages your new team member to push him slash herself to become a good match. Never underestimate this. Most of the time, this outweighs the missing checkbox by a huge margin. Previous article, link to, lead do favors, link text, become a better team lead, do favors, link end, photo by, link to, https://unsplash.com/@siteonphotography, link text, site on photography, link end, on, link to, https://unsplash.com/s/photos/hiring, link text, unsplash, link end.